Well, I can't believe that 12 months have passed since I was last here.
我真不敢相信已经过了十二个月了。
It's a wonderful ongoing privilege of my life to be able to be a part of Grace Bible Fellowship and ministry like this.
我能够参与恩道堂的事工是我的荣幸。
Your faces are often in my mind, and your well-being is often in my prayers throughout the year.
我常常都会记起你们，也会常常为大家祷告。
I told John earlier that this is like a recurring dream to be here.
我告诉John 讲这个好像是重复的一个梦，我不断的来到这里。
I will let you decide whether it's a good dream or a nightmare.
我会让你们决定这一个是否是一个好梦还是不好的梦。
For me, it's a good dream.
对我来说是一个好梦。
What I want to do this morning is kind of set the stage and set the expectations for the entire week of those of you that will be at the family camp.
我今天早上想要做的就是要设立一些立场，为的就是将来的这个营会。
It's a sweet time for fellowship for me at least, and to be set apart for a week to be able to devote ourselves to God's word is a great opportunity for us.
这段时候对我来说是非常甘甜的一种团契，因为我们有一个星期的时间能够来到一起来看神的话。
But the critical thing for those of you that are going to be there is to understand this.
不过对大家，如果你有参加这个营会的话，非常重要的一件事就是
This is more than an opportunity for fellowship or studying God's word even.
这个不只是一个时候让我们来到一起有团契还有学习神的话。
The scriptures for this week are transcendent.
这一个星期的这些经文是超越我们的。
This is more than an opportunity for devotion.
这个也不只是给我们能够默想的一个时候。
This is more than a time for you to find help for your individual situation.
这也不只是能够让我们得到生活每一种情况的帮助。
Indeed, this is about more than our individual lives.
这个甚至超越我们个人的生命。
It's about more than a single country or a single culture.
这也不只是关于到一个国家或者是一个文化。
It is not too much to say that it is more than about that which simply dwells in time and human history.
而且我们也甚至可以说这超越了人类所知道的时间还有历史。
What I want you to do as you come to camp this week is to expect to see the greatness of God in a transcendent way that spans the ages.
你这个星期来到营会的时候，我希望你们能够看见神的伟大是超越一切历史还有时间的。
Our minds are not accustomed to think in the realm of transcendence.
我们的脑海里面不常能够想象什么是超越的。
But that is where you need to aim your thoughts today, this week, in the realm of transcendence, because that is where we're going to go.
所以我们今天还有将来一个星期的时间，我们必须要让我们的思想能够常常想象这些超越一切的事物。
If you will do that, if you will aim your thoughts in that direction, you will see the greatness of the nobility of being a Christian.
如果你能够在这一个星期这么想的话，这样你就会能够享受到这个基督徒的这种一种享受。
You will find a profound depth of comfort and purpose in the Christian life.
你会发现，身为一个基督徒，你有一种非常深厚的安慰。
And you will find grounds for a surpassing devotion to Jesus Christ that frames the entire way that you live and think and breathe.
你对耶稣基督的忠心也会能够得到了一些根基。
And we're going to start that this morning with a look at the Gospel of Matthew.
我们今天早上就要开始看马太福音。
And so I invite you to turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew or to find it in your whatever device it is that you use.
所以我邀请你们打开你们的圣经到马太福音或者是你们用什么样子的这个 戏剧都能够搬到马太福音。
I can no longer say just simply turn in your Bibles.
我已经不能够只是说翻开圣经了。
I have to encourage people to go to the proper point in their apps.
我必须要邀请他们要用电脑的这个软件。
But the Gospel of Matthew ties the life of Jesus Christ to a transcendent history that we need to see as we start our week together.
马太福音将耶稣基督的生命还有超越一切的这个历史给连接起来。
The Gospel of Matthew points to Jesus Christ in the context of divine revelation that preceded him for at least 1500 years.
马太福音指向一些这个神的启示是在耶稣基督之前的1500年。
And so as we read the Gospel of Matthew, we should see that we are looking at something that is profoundly transcendent.
所以当我们读马太福音的时候，我们必须要知道这一个福音里面有非常深奥而且超越性的。
Because Matthew puts the life of Jesus Christ and the death of Jesus Christ into the context of the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy.
因为马太将耶稣基督的生命还有他的死都跟旧约的预言给连接起来。
When you read the Gospel of Matthew, you should not simply see a window of 30 years describing the life of Christ, but rather that that life occurs in a greater context of the revelation of God.
当你读马太福音的时候，你不应该只是看耶稣基督30年的生命，而是能够看见整个福音是通过神所有的启示而写的。
Matthew brings us face to face with transcendence.
马太将我们带到这个超越一切的事物面前。
And the force of the Gospel of Matthew is seen in the impact of multiple, the cumulative impact of multiple fulfilled prophecies.
马太福音里面所给的论点是有非常强力而且非常有影响力的，因为它是关于所有的这些预言都聚集起来。
And we're going to see this in four areas of the life of Christ.
我们会通过耶稣基督的生命的四个观点来看。
First of all, we see it in the very person of Christ, who he is.
首先我们能够看见耶稣基督的位格，就是他是一个什么样子的人。
And so if you're taking notes this morning, that's the first heading, the person of Christ.
所以如果你有做笔记的话，这个就是第一点，耶稣基督的位格。
Now as you read the Old Testament, you find that God was promising blessing to the world through the line of Abraham.
当你读旧约的时候，你会发现神通过亚伯拉罕应许会祝福全世界。
He promised a king to the nation of Israel through the line of David.
他也通过大卫给以色列应许一位王。
Abraham lived 2,000 years prior to the life of Christ.
亚伯拉罕在耶稣基督未来之前的2000年活着。
David lived 1,000 years before the life of Christ.
大卫则是在基督1000年前而生的。
And as you open the Gospel of Matthew, you find that Matthew is connecting Christ to that which occurred 2,000 years before Christ was even born.
所以当你打开马太福音的时候，你会看见马太是要将耶稣基督的生命与2000年与1000年前的事件连接起来。
You see that in the very first verse of Matthew. Turn to Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
我们在马太福音第一章第一节就看见了。
The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
And then look at verse 17 of Matthew 1.
让我们也看第一章第七节。
So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations. And from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations.
第十七节，这样从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有14代，从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候也有14代， 从迁至巴比伦的时候到基督又有十四代。
This is extraordinarily important.
这个是非常重要的。
Matthew says that the line that the person of Christ is connected through 42 generations to the line of Abraham.
马太告诉我们，耶稣基督是与亚伯拉罕联系了有四十二代。
And his point is that Jesus is fulfilling promises that God made to Abraham 2,000 years earlier. He continues the line of David, which was established 1,000 years earlier.
马太的论点就是说，耶稣基督成就了神对亚伯拉罕在2000年前的应许，也是对大卫在1000年前的应许。
This promise that God had started thousands of years earlier has now arrived in the person of the man Jesus Christ.
神在几千年前之前的应许，现在就成就在耶稣基督的位格上。
Matthew is saying Jesus is the promised Messiah.
马太是在告诉我们，耶稣基督就是被应许的弥赛亚。
Jesus is God's anointed one. He is set apart.
耶稣基督就是神的受膏者，他是分别开来的。
And now here's the question that you are to be asking as you read Matthew's Gospel.
所以当你读马太福音的时候，你必须问自己这个问题。
This is not simply a story about the life of Jesus Christ.
这个不只是一个关乎耶稣基督生命的故事。
It is more than that.
这个是更加多的。
Matthew is saying that Jesus is the one that we have been expecting. He is the promised king.
马太在告诉我们，耶稣基督就是我们期待的那一位的被应许的那一位王。
And so he is saying that in the person of Jesus Christ, we have the one that we have been expecting for multiple generations.
所以马太在告诉我们，在耶稣基督里就是这一位世世代代所期望的那一位。
And now think about it this way as we hear the Gospel of Matthew presented today.
所以当我们今天听见马太福音的时候，我们必须这么想。
This is where transcendence comes in.
就是超越性的。
2,000 years after the life of Christ, as we are hearing God's word presented today, this same king is being presented to us through the pages of Scripture.
因为耶稣基督的生命两千年后，就是今天我们坐在这里。当我们听见马太福音的时候，神是通过圣经的这一些树叶来让我们知道关于这个救主。
And so as the scriptures are opened up, we are now being connected to things that were first stated 4,000 years ago.
所以当我们打开圣经的时候，我们看见的四千年前所写的。
And that should provoke in our hearts a sense of profound reverence and awe as we see God's word opened up to us.
所以当我们看见神的话在我们面前打开的时候，应该激发我们的心里面有一种对神的敬畏。
There is a holy weight that is presented in God's word.
因为在神的话里面有一个非常圣洁的负担给我们。
Because we are seeing given to us the guiding hand of God throughout the millennia to bring us to a point where we can recognize Jesus as the Messiah who we need to redeem us from our sins.
因为通过神的话，神的手正在带领我们认识了这几千年前就应许的这一位弥赛亚，让我们认识耶稣基督。
And Matthew is eager for us not to miss this.
马太很希望我们不要错过这个真理。
He shows us this at every point in the life of Christ.
在耶稣基督生命的每一点，马太都这样告诉我们。
So he's given us this opening in the person of Christ in the first chapter of Matthew.
所以在马太福音第一章，他就让我们看见了耶稣基督的位格。
He quickly goes on and shows that even Jesus' birth was the fulfillment of divine prophecy.
他也很快的让我们看见，甚至是耶稣基督的出生也是为了成就应许。
And so for our second point this morning, we see fulfilled prophecy in the youth of Christ.
所以我们今天的第二点就是我们通过耶稣基督的青年看见了这个应许。
In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, the prophet foretold that the Messiah would be born of a virgin.
在以赛亚书第七章十七节十四节那里，先知已经预言了这个弥赛亚会通过童女所生。
This is a miraculous birth that is impossible by human means.
这个是通过人的所为是不可能的一种神迹。
And so look at Matthew chapter 1 verse 18.
让我们看马太福音第一章第十八节。
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
Verse 19, And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly.
第十九节，她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
But in verse 20 it goes on to say, But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
20节，正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Now listen to what he says in the last two verses, verses 22 and 23. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet.Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
我们要注意这最后的第两节，这里说这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
And so Matthew here is pressing upon the reader. He is pressing upon us today to understand that we are seeing in the birth of Jesus Christ a miraculous fulfillment of a prophecy made 700 years earlier.
所以马太所要强调的就是他要强调对读者，我们今天看这段经文的时候要知道耶稣基督的降临是为了要成就这个应许，这个应许在七百年前已经预言了。
And so we are meant to understand, we are meant to make a connection that the life of Christ is connected to the word of God given over the centuries.
所以我们必须要做出这样的关联，就是我们要知道耶稣基督的生命是通过几百年了，也是用神的话来连接起来。
Matthew is saying that this Christ that you are reading about in my gospel is the one that you are to be looking for. You are to look nowhere else for your salvation.
马太是在告诉我们，当你在读我写的福音的时候，你必须要知道这一位就是你们期待的那一位救主，你不应该看其他人为救主。
And the Bible goes on to say that the place of Jesus' birth fulfilled a prophecy from the prophet Micah.
马太继续的告诉我们，甚至是耶稣基督的出生地也是成就了弥迦的应许。
Look at chapter 2, verses 4 through 6.
让我们看第二章四到第六节。
Herod had wanted to find where Jesus was. He had intent to kill Jesus.
希律王想要找耶稣基督，为的就是要杀他。
And so in verse 4, he says, the scriptures say, gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
第二章第四节，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
Isaiah and Micah's prophecies were both made 700 years before the time of Christ.
以赛亚与米迦所写的预言在耶稣基督之前700年。
Now they have been fulfilled.
现在应验了。
They have been fulfilled in events that Jesus had, in a sense, no control over. A child does not control the place of his birth or his parents.
这些事件都是耶稣基督无法控制的，因为这一个婴孩没有的选择，他的父母亲是谁，或者他的出生地在哪。
This was no accident. God's purposes were being fulfilled in the birth of Christ precisely as he had said they would 700 years earlier.
这个并非意外，因为神在700年前所预言的这一切都在耶稣基督里应验了。
This is supernatural.
这个是超凡的。
This is transcendent.
这个是超越性的。
This should arrest our attention and cause us to stop short and look and fear.
这个应该抓紧了我们的注意力，让我们去更加详细的看，也让我们有战惊的心。
We are reading about things that transcend our earthly lives.
我们所读的超越了我们属世的生命。
And that should arrest our attention.
这一个应该抓住我们的注意力。
Now, when Herod went to search for Jesus to destroy him, Joseph and Mary fled to Egypt, and the Bible says again, this was in fulfillment of prophecy.
当希律王想要抓或者杀害耶稣基督的时候，约瑟与玛利亚把他带到埃及去，这个也是应验的预言。
In verse 14 it says, so chapter 2 verse 14, Joseph got up and took the child and his mother while it was still night, and they left for Egypt. He remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son.
在第二章十四节，约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主祭先知所说的话，说我从埃及招出我的儿子来。
And so there is this developing momentum as you read the Gospel of Matthew.
所以当我们读马太福音的时候，我们会发现有这样的一个动向。
God is keeping his promise to send a king.
神正在应验他的应许，要派一位王。
The prophets in the Old Testament had laid the foundation for what has now appeared on earth.
在旧约里的先知已经为这一个事件而做了非常好的根基。
And this is expressing to us in unmistakable terms that God is sovereign over human history and he brings his purposes to pass.
这个是为了要表达，让我们知道神在人的历史当中有绝对的主权，他能够使一切事情发生。
Now Matthew fast forwards into the adult life of Christ at that point.
从这一点开始，马太就很快地来到耶稣基督成年的生命。
And as you read about the ministry of Christ in the rest of the Gospels, you see that it is premised on the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy.
当我们在接下来的这个福音里面读到了耶稣基督的事工，我们也看见这一切都是为了要应验神的预言。
Matthew tells us to wake up.
马太叫我们，你们要起来。
He says that in the person of Christ and in the youth of Christ, you have seen the fulfillment of prophecy.
我们通过耶稣基督的位格，还有耶稣基督的青年，就看见了这个预言被应许。
And now as you move into the third point of our ministry, you're going to see the ministry of Christ was the fulfillment of prophecy. The ministry of Christ.
所以当我们来到第三点的时候，我们会看见基督的事工也是为了应验预言。
Matthew picks up the story of Christ just before his public ministry began.
马太福音在这里很快的从耶稣基督公开的事工之前开始说起。
And Matthew shows that the opening of the ministry of Christ was in fulfillment of divine prophecy.
马太福音让我们看见了，甚至是耶稣基督的公开事工的开始，也是为了要应验这个预言。
It is as if Matthew says, "Wake up, you sleeper! This deserves your immediate attention."
就好像马太在告诉我们，你们这些沉睡的人要醒来，因为这一切都是应验这个应许这个预言。
Look at the beginning of Matthew chapter 3.
让我们看马太福音第三章的开始。
Listen as I read the scriptures. Now in those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight."
马太福音三章一节，那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
And so Matthew describes the ministry of John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Christ, and says this is again fulfilling divine prophecy.
所以马太让我们看见了施洗约翰也是为了要应验这个预言。
God was keeping his promise. He was fulfilling what he had predicted. The word of God can be absolutely trusted to be fulfilled.
神正在保守他的应许，因为他正在应验他所预言的一切，所以我们能够信靠神的话，因为神的话是靠得住的。
And so as you continue reading in the Gospel of Matthew, you find that the geography where Christ performed his ministry was a fulfillment of prophecy.
当我们继续读马太福音的时候，我们也会发现耶稣基督的事工的地理位置也是为了要应验预言。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 12.
马太福音第四章十二节。
Now when Jesus heard that John had been taken into custody, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and settled in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali.
耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去，后又离开拿撒勒，往加百农去，就住在那里。那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他里的边界上。
This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light, and those who were sitting in the land and shadow of death, upon them a light dawned.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说西布伦地、拿弗他里地，就是沿海的路，约旦河外外邦人的加利利地，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
Fulfilled prophecy, fulfilled prophecy, fulfilled prophecy, fulfilled prophecy, fulfilled prophecy. God keeps his word, God keeps his word, God keeps his word. He was keeping his word in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ.
预言被应验了，预言被应验了，预言被应验了，神应验了他的预言，在耶稣基督里，在耶稣基督里，神保守了他的应许。
Nobody can speak a word and have it fulfilled with certainty 700 years later.
没有人能够在700年前说一句话，而在700年后是完全的应验的。
No human being, that is.
也就是说没有任何的人类能够这么做。
And so we are seeing this cumulative weight being placed upon our mind and conscience that this is the authoritative word of God that must be believed, that must be received, and His King has now been presented to you.
所以在这里有一个非常聚集性的一种负担在我们的心里面，在我们的良心上，告诉我们神的话被应验了。
And what is it that this King has to say to us?
这一位王对我们有什么话说呢？
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
马太福音四章十七节，从那时候耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
In what sense is the kingdom of heaven at hand?
天国如何的近了呢？
The king is here.
王已经来了。
God has kept his promise and now the king was physically on earth.
神已经保守了他的应许，现在国王正在这个地上。
And Christ goes on and begins his ministry and starts to perform miracles that show that he is a supernatural being.
耶稣基督就开始了他的事工，而且行了许多神迹，让我们知道他是一个超凡的人物。
And the miracles that he was conducting were again a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. Turn to Matthew chapter 8.
耶稣基督所行的神迹也再次是为了应验旧约的这个预言，让我们打开马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 14.
第八章第十四节。
When Jesus came into Peter's home, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick in bed with a fever.He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and waited on him.
第八章十四节，耶稣到了彼得家里，见彼得的岳母害热病躺着，耶稣把他的手一摸，热就退了，他就起来服侍耶稣。
When evening came, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were ill.This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases.
到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去，并且治好了一切有病的人。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
And so in the geography of the ministry of Christ, in the miracles of Christ, we see fulfilled prophecy.
所以在耶稣基督事工的地理位置，还有他所行的神迹，我们也看见了这个预言被应验了。
And even the very teaching of Christ was a fulfillment of prophecy.
甚至是耶稣基督的教训也是为了要应验预言。
Turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 13.
我们打开马太福音第十三章第十三节。
Down through verse 15 it says, Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive.For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and return, and I would heal them.
第十三章十三到十五节，所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。在他们身上正应了以赛亚的预言，说你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓犹蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来我就医治他们。
Do you see the theme? You can't miss it, can you, when it's pointed out to youFulfilled prophecy in every aspect of the life of Christ.
你看见了这个主题了吗？ 你是不可能错过的，因为这里每一点都告诉我们，耶稣基督的生命就是为了要应验这个预言。
God is, as it were, taking our heads and taking our eyes and pulling them and forcing them to look at the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is revealed in Scripture.
神好像是就在拉着我们的头与我们的眼睛来看圣经里面告诉我们耶稣基督就是应验预言。
God has kept his promise to send the king.
神保守了他的应许，他差派了国王。
And so, as we look at this theme, we see that Christ is the king that God had promised.
所以当我们看到这个主题的时候，我们看见耶稣基督就是神所应许的国王。
But there was a problem.
不过这里有一个问题。
Not with Christ or not with the fulfilled prophecy.
当然问题不在于耶稣基督，也不在于预言被应验。
But there was a problem with the Jews at that time.
问题是在于当时的犹太人。
They were looking for a political king.
他们所要期待的是一个政治的国王。
Rome was a dominating influence, and they wanted a king. They were looking for a king to deliver them politically from the influence of Rome.
因为罗马帝国是一个非常压迫的一种权势，他们所期待的一个君王是能够拯救他们从罗马帝国手中出来。
And one of the primary purposes of Matthew's gospel is to say it's not that kind of king that Jesus came when he to fulfill when he came to earth.
所以马太的其中一个主要的原因是要告诉我们，他们所期待的那一位君王不是神要派的那一位君王。
Jesus came the first time to deliver to provide spiritual deliverance from sin, not from a political oppressor.
耶稣基督第一次降临是为了要拯救人人的罪，而不是拯救人出那一个罗马帝国。
Turn to Matthew chapter 20, verse 25.
让我们翻到马太福音二十章二十五节。
Matthew 20, verse 25.Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man.Did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
二十章二十五节，耶稣叫了他们来说：“你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。只是在你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。”正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And so this goes to the entire way that we think about the purpose of Christ, what we're seeing here today.
所以我们在这里看见耶稣基督的旨意到底是什么。
The Christian gospel is not about self-improvement.
基督教所传的福音不是关于如何自我提升。
It is not instruction about how your life can go a little bit better.
也不是给我们一些指示，让我们如何进步我们的生命。
It is certainly not about an explanation of what you can do and the things that you can obey, the rules that you can obey in order to go to heaven.
这个更加不是在解释你能够做一些什么，或者是守一些什么律法来达到来到天堂。
No, the Christian gospel is the presentation of a supernatural Christ who has supernaturally fulfilled prophecy which predated him by hundreds of years.
所以刚才说的都不是的。 这个基督教所传的福音是关于这一位超凡的基督，而且他有用超凡的这个手段来成就了这一切的应这些预言。
It presents this man, this incarnate God, to you and says that this is the divine King who calls you to repent.
他表现了这一位人，这位人就是道成了肉身，神所赐的国王，叫我们要认罪悔改。
And so as you see the ministry of Christ, you are to see him in a larger context than just that 30-year chronology. This is the outworking of the eternal plan of God announced by the prophets before Christ ever came to earth.
所以当我们看耶稣基督的生命的时候，我们不能够看只看他三十年的这个生命，我们必须要更加的看待耶稣基督如何的应验了神所有的预言。
And so eventually Jesus came to Jerusalem.
最后耶稣基督来到了耶路撒冷。
His life is moving toward its climax.
他的生命已经来到了高潮。
And just as in his birth, just in his teaching, just in his miracles, his arrival in Jerusalem was a fulfillment of prophecy.
就如同他的降生，他的事工还有他的教训都是应验了预言，他来到耶路撒冷也是为了要应验预言。
Turn to Matthew 21.
我们翻到第二十一章。
In verse 1 it says this: When they had approached Jerusalem and had come to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village opposite youAnd immediately you will find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them.
马太福音二十一章第一节，耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法奇，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，必看见一批驴群在那里，还有驴驹同在一处，你们解开牵到我这里来。若有人对你们说什么，你们就说主要用他，那人必立时让你们牵来。
Verse 4, this took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. This sounds like a broken record, doesn't it?
这是成就，是要应验先知的话说，这个听起来好像是重复，而且不断的重复。
Or a broken CD, I don't know.
好像是一个光碟不断的重复一样。
Verse 5, this is fulfilling prophecy. In verse 5 it says, Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.
这是成就，是要应验先知的话说，要对西安的居民说，看哪、啊、你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
The king had arrived and entered into Jerusalem. The promised king had arrived.
国王已经来到了，要进入耶路撒冷，被应许的王来了。
And what happened?
发生什么事呢？
What would you have done had you been there that day, that week in the life of Jerusalem? What would any human being have done when they were there?
如果你当时存在的话，你当时在那一周在耶路撒冷里，或者是任何的人当时如果在场的话，他们会如何做呢？
You would have done what they did.
你肯定会做他们所做的。
Make no doubt about it.
你不要疑惑。
They killed him.
他们杀了他。
That's what sinners do in response to the presentation of the king from God.
罪人对这神所派的君王就是会这么做。
They did not want this king to reign over them.
他们不要这一位王统治他们。
And that is the way it is with sinners everywhere. When they are first presented with Christ, their response is to reject him.
所以无论在何处，罪人的反应也是一样的。当他们第一次听见耶稣基督的时候，他们就拒绝。
And those of you who are not Christians today, I want you to understand the spirit that animates your rejection of Christ.
如果你们在场的是非基督徒的话，我要你明白为什么你们会拒绝耶稣基督。
The truth of the matter is that your rejection of Christ is your personal effort to kill him and silence his claim on your life.
当你拒绝耶稣基督的时候，就是你个人想要把他给杀死了，为的就是不要让他在你的生命里做任何的见证。
Rome and the Jews and the Gentiles who were able to lay their hands on him at that time, they killed him.
当时罗马帝国犹太人还有外邦人能够手拿耶稣基督把他给杀了。
Those of you who are not in Christ, your wickedness of heart is such that you can't reach him physically to kill him, but you put him out of your life and kill him in a like manner.
当你们是不信的话，你们还存在你的罪中的话，你虽然不能够在肉体上杀死耶稣基督，不过其实你已经把他拒绝在外，已经把他给杀了。
You would silence Christ if only you could.
你如果可以的话，你也会将他灭口。
And your similarity to the Jews of that day should frighten you.
你与当时的犹太人是如同的相像，这个应该使你战惊。
But,When we come to the Gospel of Matthew and see what was happening in the death of Christ, we see that God was still perfectly in control.
不过当我们来到马太福音的时候，我们看见就算是通过耶稣基督的死，神也是有绝对的主权。
This is our fourth and final point this morning. The death of Christ fulfilled the prophecy of God.
这个是今天早上的最后一点，也是第四点。耶稣基督的死也是应验了神的预言。
Even when wicked men killed Christ, their actions were fulfilling divine prophecy.
就算是邪恶的人将基督给杀了，他们的行为也是能够应验预言。
Jesus quotes the prophet Zechariah at the Last Supper in Matthew 26.
马太福音在第二十六章那里，耶稣基督应用了撒加利亚先知的话。
Look at Matthew 26 verse 31.
二十六章三十一节。
Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered."
二十六章三十一节，那时耶稣对他们说：“今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒，因为经上记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。”
And as you read about the events surrounding the crucifixion of Christ, you see that even the betrayal by Judas was a fulfillment of divine prophecy.
当我们读到耶稣基督被钉十架的种种事件的时候，我们会发现甚至连犹大卖耶稣基督也是应验了预言。
Look at Matthew 26 verse 14.
我们看二十六章十四节。
It says that then one of the 12 named Judas Iscariot went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me to betray him to you?" And they weighed out 30 pieces of silver to him. From then on, he began looking for a good opportunity to betray Jesus.
二十六章十四节，当下十二门徒里有一个称为加略人犹大的，去见祭司长说，我把他交给你们，你们愿意给我多少钱？他们就给了他三十块钱。从那时候，他就找机会要把耶稣交给他们。
Now look at Matthew 27 verse 3.
让我们看二十七章第三节。
Then when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that he had been condemned, meaning that Christ had been condemned, Judas, felt remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. But they said, what is that to us? See to that yourself. And he threw the pieces of silver into the temple sanctuary and departed, and he went away and hanged himself.
27章第3节，这时候卖耶稣的犹大看见耶稣已经定了罪，就后悔，把那30块钱拿回来给祭司长和长老，说我卖了无辜之人的血是有罪了。他们说，那与我们有什么相干？你自己承担吧。犹大就把那钱银钱丢在店里，出去吊死了。
Now in verse 6, the chief priest took the pieces of silver and said, it is not lawful to put them into the temple treasury since it is the price of blood. And they conferred together and with the money bought the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. For this reason, that field has been called the field of blood to this day.
第六节，祭司长拾起银钱来说，这是血价，不可放在库里。他们商议，就用那银钱买了居炉的一块田，为要埋葬外乡人，所以那块田直到今日还叫做血田。
Verse 9, then that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of the one whose price had been set by the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field as the Lord directed them.
第九节，这就应了先知耶利米的话，说他们用那三十块钱，就是被固定之人的价钱，是以色列人中所固定的。买了居户的一块田，这是照主所吩咐我的。
And so here, let's kind of summarize all of this up as we come to a close now.
所以当我们来到这个尾端的时候，让我们总结一下。
Step back and see the big picture.
我们要退一步来看这个大图。
Here's what you must see.
你必须看见这一切。
Here's what you must understand if you are going to grasp the message of the Gospel of Matthew to you today.
如果你要明白今天马太福音对你的信息的话，你必须要了解这一点。
The life of Jesus Christ unfolded according to a prophetic blueprint that had been set in motion hundreds of years earlier.
耶稣基督的生命早在几百年前已经有了一个预言的蓝图，而且是一一的进行的。
Every detail that occurred in the life of Christ had been predetermined to occur. It was certain in its fulfillment.
耶稣基督里生命的每一个细节已经在非常早之前已经定下来了。
Things that happened before he was born occurred according to the sovereign plan of God.
在耶稣基督还未降生之前的一切事情已经照着神的旨意发生了。
His ministry unfolded according to the sovereign plan of God.
他的事工也是根据神的这个计划揭开的。
Even those who crucified him unwittingly testified that he was the promised king of Israel.
甚至是那一些钉死耶稣基督的人也不知不觉地见证了他就是神所应许的王。
Look at Matthew chapter 27 verse 37.
让我们看27章第37节。
Above his head they put this charge against him which read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
在他头以上安一个牌子，写着他的罪状，说这是犹太人的王耶稣。
Look at verse 41.
那我们看第41节。
In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him and saying, He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the king of Israel.
祭司长和文士并长老也这样戏弄他，说他救了别人，不能救自己，他是以色列的王。
Let him come down now from the cross and we will believe in him.
现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。
but Christ, did not prove that he was God's chosen king by coming down from the cross.
不过耶稣基督不是以从十字架上下来来证明他是神所派的那一位王。
He proved it by an act of power that surpassed even coming down from the Roman cross.
他用了一种能力是甚至超越了从十字架下来为的是要证明他就是王。
What Christ did when he was crucified surpassed the and put a signing, a signature mark of authenticity on all of those Old Testament prophecies that no one ever could have duplicated.
耶稣基督在十字架上死了之后，他所做的为了是要见证他就是这个应许的王，他所做的超越了这一切。
Jesus Christ proved in a final climactic way that he was the divine king by coming out of his own grave.
耶稣基督证明了他就是那一位应许的王，他如何的证明呢？他从坟墓那里出来了。
There is no king like him. Look at Matthew 28 verse 1.
没有一位君王能够像他一样，让我们看28章21节。
Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. The guards shook for fear and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying.
第二十八章第一节，安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓，忽然地大震动。因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对妇女说：“不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。他不在这里，照他所说的，已经复活了。”你们来看安放主的地方。
Now, here's where you need to put it all together.
所以我们在这里就应该把这一切事物都放在一起看。
This is where you need to sum it all up in your thinking and put all of the pieces of the puzzle together and understand what this significance is for you.
我们在这里就必须要将我们刚才所看的一切都总结来看对我们有什么含义。
What has happened in the past 45 minutes as we've unfolded the Word of God together is this.
在我们过去45分钟来看圣经的时候，我们就看到了这一切。
Even as your concentration has perhaps moved in and out, something supernatural of great consequence has occurred in your life in the past 45 minutes that it is incumbent upon you to pay heed to and to respond to.
可能你在过去45分钟有些时候没有注意，有些时候有注意，不过刚才所说的一切对你来说有非常大的影响，你也必须要有做出反应。
Through his word, Christ has come and displayed his sovereign authority before your eyes.
耶稣基督通过他的话来到你的面前，让你知道了他的主权。
Christ has made himself known to you as the divinely certified king who has authority over all the world.
耶稣基督已经证明了给你看，他就是神所派的那一位君王，他有权统治这世界。
It's not just that he has authority over all the world, he has authority over you.
他不只是对这世界有主权，他对你也是有绝对的主权。
And you are presented with a choice. You are presented with something for which you are responsible.
你现在有一个选择，而且你必须为你的选择负责任。
The question is, how do you respond to his authority?
你如何对耶稣基督的主权做出反应呢？
The Gospel of Matthew ends with two examples that show you the only two possible responses.
马太福音的尾端让我们看见的只有两种反应。
You and I are without excuse after hearing these things from God's Word.
当你跟我听了神的话所说的这一切的时候，我们就没有借口了。
The question is, will you respond in faith to Christ as his disciples did?
这个问题就是你会不会像他的门徒一样对他做出有信心的反应呢？
The question is, can you identify with the joyful response that of the disciples that is found in Matthew 28 verse 8?
你能够像耶稣基督的门徒一样在28:8那里有喜乐的一种反应吗？
You must ask yourself whether what you see in verses 8 through 10 is in your own heart.
你必须问自己8-10那里所形容的有没有在你自己的心里。
Because verses 8 through 10 show us the response of true saving faith to Christ.
因为8-10让我们看见了真正得救信心所做的反应是什么。
Look at this in verse 8. They left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to report it to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him.
第八节，妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。忽然耶稣遇见他们说，愿你们平安，他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。
And so, if you're a Christian today, what you should see is that this is a reflection somehow, some way, in some depth of what you find in your own heart when you respond to Christ. Fear, great joy, worship, because you have responded to the prophesied king and have received him by faith.
所以如果你是基督徒的话，你在你的心里面会发现有这一种同样的反应，可能是有害怕，不过却有欢喜，而且也会敬拜，因为你是通过信心而做出这样的反应。
And if you are a Christian, you are entitled to that same great joy that is found in the disciples in verse 8 because of what I'm about to say.
如果你是基督徒的话，这样你应该能够享受到8那里所说的大大的欢喜，因为我将要这么说。
If you have put your faith in Christ, you can know that you have not believed in vain.
因为如果你相信耶稣基督的话，你能够深信你的信不是枉然的。
You have built your life, you have put your trust in the one who cannot fail.
因为你的生命是建立在那一位不能够朽坏的人身上。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, hear me and pay heed.
弟兄姐妹啊，你要听我说。
What we have, when we put our faith in Christ, we have not believed in cleverly devised tales. We have not believed in fables concocted by old women someplace.
当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们所信的不是一些很聪明的故事，或者是一些妇女所说的一些传说。
We have believed in the one that millennia had prepared for. We believe in the one that God had specially anointed and set apart as the only Savior of all of mankind.
我们所信的就是几千年来所预备的那一位，我们所信的就是神所高的那一位，也是神应许的那一位。
We have believed in the truth that everyone else has missed.
我们所相信的是别人所错过的真理。
God has blessed us by bringing Christ to our hearts and securing us into his family. That is reason for great joy.
神祝福了我们，因为他将我们带到他的家庭里去，所以这一个是我们可以大大喜乐的。
But I can't assume that that's true of all of you that are here.
不过我不能够假设这一你们在场的每一位都是这样。
The end of Matthew's gospel describes a different response.
马太福音的结束告诉了我们有另外一个不同的反应。
It describes those who turn away.
这里形容了那一些离开了的人。
Look at verse 11.
我们看第十一节。
Now while they were on their way, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. And when they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers and said, You are to say his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this should come to the governor's ears, we will win him over and keep you out of trouble. And look at what they did in verse 15.They took the money and did as they had been instructed, and this story was widely spread among the Jews and is to this day.
28章第11节，他们去的时候，看守的兵有几个进城去，将所经历的事都报给祭司长。祭司长和长老聚集商议，就拿许多银钱给兵丁，说你们要这样说，夜间我们睡觉的时候，他的门徒来把他偷去了。倘若这话被巡抚听见，有我们劝他保你们无事，兵丁受了银钱，就照所嘱咐他们的去行。这话就传说在犹太人中间，直到今日。
Here are the great consequences of rejecting Christ.
当人拒绝基督的时候，有非常大的这个后果。
Every refusal to receive Christ is in the same spirit of what we just read about. It is dishonest. It is sinful. It is utterly without excuse.
每一位拒绝耶稣基督所做出的反应，就如同我们刚才所读的这一个一样，他们是不老实的，而且是充满着罪恶的。
Don't miss this. Do not miss what I'm about to say.
你不要错过了我将要说的一切。
God has certified the Lord Jesus Christ to you today.
神今天已经将耶稣基督在你面前做了见证。
He is certified by the authority of the Word.
他用神的话的这个权柄来做见证。
He is certified by the authority of the resurrection.
他也是因为复活了的见证。
He is certified by the testimony of the Holy Spirit to your mind and conscience.
而且圣灵在你的良心还有你的脑海里面也做了见证。
To continue to turn away from Christ in light of all of that divinely certified testimony is a culpable moral act for which you will be held accountable.
如果你是在这一切的见证下而拒绝耶稣基督，你就是有罪的，而且你必须为你的罪做负责任。
And so in the Gospel of Matthew, in the presentation of Christ, we either walk away as the true disciples of Christ in great joy.
所以当马太福音完全的告诉了我们这一切之后，我们不然就如一些那些门徒一样欢欢喜喜的离去。
Or we walk away as condemned rebels.Who have, without reason, without cause, rejected the divine testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
或者我们可以，我们离开的时候会是那些已被定罪的叛贼，因为我们已经拒绝了耶稣基督。
Which is it for you today, my friend? Is it great joy or is it dishonest sin? You're walking out with one of the two.
我的朋友啊，今天你是走哪一条路呢？你离开的时候是带着喜乐的心，还是你离开的时候是带着一种不老实而且充满罪恶的心呢？
Please bow with me in prayer.
让我们低头同心祷告。
Our gracious Father, I pray for each one here that you would bless those who truly know you with the great joy and the certainty that comes with having believed in the true Christ.
天父，我们感谢你，我们为这每一位 真正因着信心接受了耶稣基督的人感谢你。
For those who walk out unbelieving, Father, I pray that you would convict their conscience with a great sense of weight and guilt.
那一些如果离开这里却不接受耶稣基督为救主的，我们求你能够在他们的心里面加添一种负担，而且让他们能够知道他们是有罪的。
Father, I pray that that great sense of guilt would be that which would cause them to turn to Christ and to cry out for Him for saving mercy that they might be delivered from their sins.
我们也祷告这一种罪的愧疚能够让这一些人转向耶稣基督，认罪悔改，信靠他。
Father, bless your people with joy. Bless those who reject with a conviction that will one day soon lead them to saving faith in Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.